Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for June 19th, 2019. It's Juneteenth. How about that? This is the podcast that makes fun of the news so you don't have to. It's very foggy in Chicago this afternoon, which I assume this is what it's like right before Godzilla destroys the city. I haven't seen the new Godzilla, so I don't know, but something tells me this fog is a precursor to Godzilla or one of his other monster friends destroying the city. So I'm sure that's going to happen. Let's get to the headlines. 34th Ward Alderman Carrie Austin had her office raided by the FBI today. Nah, nothing to see here. It's really a non-story. Fake news, if you think about it. She runs the budget for the city council, so yeah, nothing at all. I'm sure the FBI is just being political with the second longest serving alderman to, of course, Ed Burke. Yeah, sure, it's fine. Nothing to think about here, guys. Move on. Let's talk about the fog. Goodbye. Mayor Lightfoot's back in town. Oh, geez, I'm so relieved. Whew, she came back. She told everyone in the press to get bent over the bad press about her hobnobbing in New York and Cali. She said, Chicago's a global city, and sometimes you got to go outside the city to get the work done. That's what I've been telling my bosses here. I'm like, Todd, WGN is a global station, and I need to go to the Bahamas to prove it on your dime. If the mayor could do it, so can I. The issue here is that it just seems like the tour to both Oprah and Cali and Colbert in New York wasn't really for the city, but more for the mayor. And we just had a mayor that used our city as a prop to keep his name up in the lights. So sue us if we're a little gun-shy about trusting you that you're going to speak about how sucky the president is in our own best interest. Make sense? Now, you best be front row next to Rokon tonight for game two of that crosstown series. I just see Roe. Every third pitch, there's Roe bored watching Cubs Sox. It's awesome. Illinois colleges and universities are big winners in the new budget. After years of cuts, they get an increase in state funding for both big construction projects and general operating. So if they get more of my taxpayer money, does that mean I pay less of my taxpayer money towards tuition? Right? Oh, that makes too much sense? Right. Seriously, snapshot what it costs to go to University of Illinois right now and check and see if it went up in a year's time. Because you know they'll come up with some other excuse to make us pay more. They should give every Illinois family $20,000 off this year because of that serial killer. Right? Alleged serial killer. But it's an alleged serial killer rebate. That's what you should get in tuition. Where's that in the budget? The alleged serial killer payback. Yeah. We can dream, can't we? A new study says that outside the Vatican, the architecture tour in the Chicago River is the most popular tourist destination on the planet. I don't know if that's true. I think they just gave it an award. But wow, how about that? And to think, no naked statues on the river tour, and still people want to go on it. Okay. Can't wait for the Dan Brown, Tom Hanks trilogy on the river. Yeah. Hey, anniversaries and celebration news. It's been 100 days since the last on-camera White House briefing. Congratulations, America. Yay! And now it's time for Lower Wacker Live's Gross Way to the Face Property Report. Police say a man is smearing feces on cars and businesses in Bridgeport. That's been the Lower Wacker Live's Gross Ways to the Face Property Report. Yeah, it probably doesn't get off easy. More than soap and water. Get your hand, use your fingernails. Get in there. Ah, it's terrible. All right, in sports, the Cubs Sox game didn't disappoint last night as the full force of 41,000 fans didn't intimidate one of the best young players in Chicago. Eloy Jimenez made it look easy with a two-run homer in the ninth inning to seal a victory for the upstart Southsiders. I mean, it was off Pedro Strop, so let's not get crazy. Acting like Eloy is Superman. Strop is, well, Strop. When Pedro was removed from the game, he walked back to the dugout and looked to the sky to praise God. I don't know, or ask, why God, why? Seems like you would thank God when you do well, but Strope, give him credit. His faith in God is not measured in how sucky he plays on the field. Kudos. God is always there for him, even when he blows the game in the ninth inning. Yeah. Back to the game. Fans got a treat as they watched Cole Hamels strike out his 205,000th batter. I'm not sure what that, anyway. That plus a leadoff homer from Kyle Schwarber, and that was about it. Nothing else happened. They had Doug Glanville for the broadcast last night. They put him up on a rooftop as far away from the Wrigley fans so they wouldn't throw white power hand signals while he was on the air. So that was nice. It was very thoughtful of NBC Sports. Tonight, game two. Again, why not play this game during the day? It's a Wednesday. I can't tell you how many games right now in Major League Baseball are playing right now. Why is the game at Wrigley Field against the crosstown White Sox at night? Tonight, game two at Wrigley, and the Cubs are a bit of trouble. Sure, they have John Lester on the mound, but he's been hittable. You know who hasn't been hittable? Lucas Giolito, and he brings his 2.22 ERA and 10 wins into Wrigley. He beats the Cubs tonight in dominating fashion. I'm on the Giolito G train, right? Come on, Sox. How great would it be to get back to 500 with a sweep of the Cubs at Wrigley? Although the Sox have a long track record of losing in this exact situation. They love two back. Two under 500 is where the Sox like to be, so I wouldn't be surprised if you're let down, Sox fans. So can't wait to watch tonight. Or, I don't know, I'll watch Chernobyl. I can't tell. Let's see how I feel. Right. We're one day away from the NBA draft. The Bulls defied the odds, literally, and ended up with the lousiest pick possible, the seventh pick, for like the seventh year in a row. This draft class isn't deep, so there's concern that the Bulls will not find an impact player at all. There's a chance that in the first six picks, other teams will take all the good point guards, and we'll be left to pick Tony Kukoc's grandson or something. Some star in Croatia who's not ready for another 5 years. That'd be so Bulls, wouldn't it? Right now, the NBA is loose and it's flexible, and several of the marquee stars that aren't hurt are moving to new teams or trying new things, building super teams, which is why it's even more frustrating to be a Bulls fan that's trying to rebuild with the draft like they're the Utah Jazz. You could say, well, Golden State, but come on. They brought in free agents to fill that roster out, including Iguodala and Kevin Durant, and Steve Kerr is their coach. Not to mention all the bench players who could be starters elsewhere. Come on, Garpax. Surprise us tomorrow with an awesome trade. Get Kawhi and Kyrie to Chicago. Make us love basketball in May, June again. And the Blackhawks draft is this weekend in Vancouver. The Hawks actually jumped 12 spots or something to land the third overall pick. Now, it could go several different ways, but there are NHL-ready players at the center position and a couple of defensemen who could bolster the Hawks' biggest weakness. Think about it. Kane, Taze, DeBrincat, Saad, Keith, Crawford, and the rookie of the year. I mean, that has to be at least the eighth seed in the playoffs, right? Please? And while you're at it, let's get a new song. I'm done with the Chelsea Dagger, aren't you? Right? Let's go with something more urban. Huh? Old Town Road? Little Billy Ray Cyrus? Lil Nas X? Just saying. That's the end of Lower Wacker Live for June 19th, 2019. Beats, of course, by Wes Restless. If you want to get on this podcast, you can email Pete at pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. See you tomorrow.